everybody. Welcome to the official Game Sitch podcast. This is episode 610. I'm producer Gerald, and today I'm joined by Ryan.
Oh, no last name today.
No last name. They should know who you are by now.
Very mysterious. I like it. I'm basically Cher this morning, or Prince.
Right. R.
Just one name.
I should put down the former host.
Yeah, formerly known as.
Formerly known as host R.
Has anyone ever been more formally known as more than Prince?
No.
Like when he changed his name to the
artist,
symbol.
Yeah, the artist.
Yeah.
That's what they had to call him.
Twitter. Everyone is still saying X, formerly Twitter.
Mm-hmm. He did it. He was on a podcast or thing. He even said, you know, yeah, when I had a band or put something on Twitter, and then he said X, and even
yeah, because it's Musk. Confusing.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know the name, but
yeah, a first name is fine. Mm-hmm. A last name feels so official.
Right.
So I could let a first name slide like that.
So at our work, you know, they go by everyone. They usually call people their last name instead of their first name, except for, you know, civilians like me, because I'm not a cop. But it's funny, we have the you know, the ranking sergeant, lieutenant, captain. We have a specific person, not with our department, but our department makes fun of the specific person. He's in another department that's not affiliated with the police. And he has, like, all, like, in his email, the signature, he has everything. All his certifications are on there. It's like he put down if he had a PhD, an MD. It's all the stuff there. And it always teased him about it.
My man's got a paragraph.
Yeah, and they're like, why does he put that on there?
If you're proud of some, you want people to know.
And they're like talking about, like, they were grabbing older emails. I looked, this one, he only had 7. Now he's got 9, so he added 2. And he's up to like 11 different little things on his. And so it's funny when we see him.
He's just, you want people to know about those accomplishments.
If we get him. Sometimes we just email just see if he added something just on there.
He's put anything on.
Yeah.
This poor guy.
Mm-hmm.
I feel bad for him.
No, don't.
Y'all are out there making fun of him.
Because we give him our old cars, and they use them.
I still feel bad for him.
He
seems
right.
Like a nice guy.
He's nice.
He's just proud of what he's done in life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he is. Which I get it. He wanted to be a cop, but he couldn't be a cop, so he did something else instead.
He's worked hard for his accomplishments.
Mm-hmm. You ever thought about adding a tag to yours?
Absolutely not.
No. But do you like it when people call you Mr. Ryan or Mr. Walton?
Yeah, it feels official. I don't care for that either.
Yeah, same.
Friend of the show, Marshall 205, used to say, life's a garden, dig it at the bottom, which is a Joe Dirt quote.
Okay, Joe Dirt.
Yeah, The Earth Day.
Such a good movie.
Yeah, it's something like that.
Hold on, my phone's ringing.
I don't know what's happening. He's got an emergency phone call they had to go take.
Shoot, that was my work phone.
You need to get it?
No, I'm not on call anymore.
I can fill in the dead time and explain to people what you're doing.
No, I'm not on call no more, so.
Ever?
Yeah, no, they took me off of it.
That's weird, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Are you glad?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I took my phone home because I needed it for something, but I usually just keep it at work now.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you need to just be off.
Yeah, I don't take my work phone or my computer home anymore. Just they told me I'm not on call. So I'm like, okay, fine, if I'm not on call, then...
Then I'm not on call.
Yeah. Don't expect me to answer anything. If you call my personal phone with your work phone number or something, don't expect me to be a jump to answer it. Being a baby about it, but
no, I can tell it's fine.
Yeah.
you don't want me to be on call, then I'm not on call.
Yeah.
Big dog, you won't never hear from me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I see that you've overcompensated.
Yeah. So how was your week?
It was fun. It was filled with a lot of work, very little game, and I don't know, I have been extra tired.
Going to bed earlier and earlier than normal.
And I don't know if it's tied to just working a lot or what, but I have absolutely been to bed early, or just even if I don't go to sleep early, I just like don't feel like playing.
Getting up there in age.
Yeah, you think that's it? You think
Yeah.
just this week I got old?
Yeah, you just got old.
Yeah, I don't know what the deal is. I just it's fine. I just haven't felt it. I haven't felt like I wanted to play anything.
Or is it that you got like you played that game, the Astrobot. You got it, you played it, you're done with it. Dredge, you've done it, played it, excited for it, nothing's out there really excited to get you back on the console or get it out there and play.
Yeah, I mean, we're playing multiplayer stuff. I think because he has something he has to do in the afternoons a lot. It's like by the time he wants to get on, I'm like done already. Like I want to just go to sleep. It's gotten too late. You know, once I pass a certain threshold, if I haven't started playing already, I'm like sleep sounding pretty good. Like once you get there, you're like, I could probably just go to sleep. You know, probably be all right. And that's what gets me is like once we're at a point where I could go to sleep and it's not like 9:30 or anything, but once it's like 10:45 and I'm like, I could see it either way. I most of the time will choose sleep.
Yeah, about the 11 o'clock range, that's when I'm ready to go.
Yeah. It gets hard because you can feel the sleep. Yeah, it's right there.
But see, I haven't played as much stuff because I'm watching like a lot of TV and movies and stuff and shows I have never watched and just trying to catch up on things to watch and instead of playing.
Yeah, I don't watch too much. I still prefer to play over watch TV. I just haven't wanted to do anything. I mean, by the time I get off of work, which has been late, I'm done. Like I want to eat, maybe watch a show, and then I want to mess around on YouTube until it's time to go to sleep.
Yeah, see, where my dad lived with us for like a year, there's a lot of show, plus me and my wife would watch that he really didn't care about watching, and she did or she didn't want to watch with him,
Yeah.
and so we are trying to catch up on that now that he's moved out.
Right now, you have a little time to catch up on it and plenty of things to catch up on.
Right, because I mean he was there almost a year, so.
Yeah.
So we have like a list of stuff out there, and it's like just going through, running through. We'll watch like two episodes or one movie. Then I'll watch something or I'll play a game, then watch something.
Do you guys watch like a show all the way through before you start another show? Yeah, because it's a serial killer movie if you're watching them all at once.
We watch it all the way.
That's how you have to do it.
Like we watched La Brea. We finished that. We're doing the Daryl Dixon show that The Walking Dead one, but that's the seasonals. I mean, and weekly episodes, so we're letting that go as it comes in. But we watched the new Lord of the Rings. We have, I think, two episodes the season, two episodes less than that. Then we have the Game of Thrones.
So you're just chipping away.
Then a few other things that we watch.
I definitely didn't do much at all. I played just the usual suspects. I party animals. Whenever we get on a little bit early, I will play. Or whenever I get on a little early, I've been still doing the Little Big Planet stuff, so I can try to do that last trophy I need. I will say I have very much got out of the rhythm of doing. I was doing it like every day, just at least one of the levels.
Little Big Planet or Astrobot?
Little Big Planet.
Okay, a little bit.
The well, Sackboy's Big Adventure.
Okay, Sackboy.
Yeah, I've gotten out of the rhythm of doing that challenge, so I don't know if I'll ever get it or not. If I continue to slow down like I am now, I'll just quit playing it altogether, and then I'll be right back where I started. But so I did a little bit of that, a little bit of Party Animals, and that is it. We did our game night, which Sea of Thieves again. So we continued that. So I did do that a little bit. I also, for some odd reason, was walking by the shelf that my Vita sits on, and I was like, "Where's the charger for this thing?" So I searched for like an hour to find the charger for the Vita. I finally found it, hooked it up, got it all charged up, opened up, and was like, "What do I do with it though?" So it's still just sitting there on the charger. I also went and found my 3DS, and I'm looking for the charger where, for whatever reason, I didn't put the chargers with the things.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm looking for my 3DS charger to charge it up also.
So I'm pretty weird. I do this with my chargers. I label them.
Oh, yeah. That's a psycho move, but that's very convenient later on.
So if anything I need, I know exactly what it, and I have a box full of like chargers.
Now, I will say from like an outside perspective, you seem like a serial killer.
Mm-hmm.
Like if somebody rolled in your house, they'd be like, oh, this guy's a little creepy.
Right. Even on the back of the TV, like if I have it plugged in, I know what cable goes with what, so I know what to unplug.
Yeah, it's highly convenient though. Like I could come to your house and know what's what.
Yeah.
Where I'll just find a cord and be like, is this, like I tried for 2 minutes to set the Vita on this dock before realizing that that's a Vita dock.
I do have a box of like charge cables that I don't know what they go to. So I just put that, keep them just in case I need something. I'll find it. It's like, shoot, we need a cable for this. Where's it at? I have the little tote box. It's a little small one. It's got a couple cables in it.
How often are you going in that box?
Not often. I think it's probably been before my dad moved here the last time I was in there.
Yeah.
But just in case, because my wife will have some, hey, I lost the cable to this. Do you know where this is at? And I'm like, oh, let me go to my box. Which she's done that before.
I mean, it's super convenient.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking for that charge cord. I look forward to getting that booted up for no reason as well. That's kind of my next thing I'm going to try to get going.
To play a specific game or just...
No, I'm not even going to play them. I just want to get them going. There's no rhyme or reason to why I'm doing it other than I just mm-hmm. want to get them going.
So at work, we'll go back to the... you're talking about the game and stuff. Do you... someone at work brought up this thing, like, why do I still have, like, my PlayStation 3, PlayStation 4, if I have a PlayStation 5? Why do I have this? Well, is this because if I ever want to play something? And then your logic is like, but you're never going to play it.
Yeah.
Why do you have it? He said, why don't you just sell it all and get rid of it? So let someone else use it that would probably use it. And I was like, well, just in case I wanted to. Like, he's like, but you're not going to.
I think my thing is, I at one point got rid of my things.
Mm-hmm.
And I regretted that because later on in life, I did want them back and I was bummed that I didn't have mine.
Right.
The other stance for me is that, you know, I have a collection of things and these are part of that collection. So I will one day sell them and let someone else enjoy them, but I will sell everything when I'm ready to sell it.
Yeah.
Like I don't plan to die with my stuff, but I plan to hold on to it for a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think the market has a little more in it. I think I want a little more time with some of the things.
Yeah, and see, like, I have an original Xbox, and I have a couple games on. I got rid of a bunch, but I have a couple games that are near and dear to my heart.
Yeah.
Like, I played as, I think it's the only way to get it. Now, if I can get it on 360, I have the 360 version, or the PlayStation, I might have the PlayStation version, get rid of that one. But I have, if it's only for that system, a friend's example, Halo 1. I have it, the original Halo, because that's the first game I bought on. I'm keeping it.
Yeah, I get that. People probably don't understand this, but for me, like, to sell that and then buy another copy of Halo later on because you want it, it's not mm-hmm. the same. Right. It's not the same as having the one that you have all the hours on with your buddies and the memories. And so I get holding on to it. Now, is there any reason for me to have a Vita on this shelf? No. Zero. I don't care to play it again. I'm not nostalgic for it. I turned it on and was like, oh, I forgot how I had to like swipe my thumb over to like peel the wallpaper back to open it up. Like I forgot about all those things. I'm not going to play it, you know, but I'm lucky enough to be in a position where I don't have to sell it to buy my next thing. I know sometimes that's just the reality, right? If you want a PS5, you've got to sell your PS4.
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually how I sold my stuff when I was younger. I wanted to buy a PlayStation, so I had to sell my older stuff to buy the PlayStation.
Yeah.
You know, so I get it that not everybody has that luxury. But I think if you can hold on to things and you have the space and there is, you know, they do still hold a place or there's a reason you're holding on to them, I don't see a problem with it.
Mm-hmm.
I also don't see a problem with letting it go.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's preference. You shouldn't keep everything.
I agree.
You shouldn't continue to buy stuff for systems you don't play, but, you know, you do what you do.
Like I watch a YouTube channel that most people have in the game world watch, and the guy goes out and buys collections. He's trying to get the original NES collection and NES. My dad was watching with me. So I want you to just do like that. I said no because I wouldn't want those. All those games. I have the games, a few of the games I want. There's a few others I would like to have just to have it say, okay, here's my the stuff I had when I was a kid, and here's the stuff that I wanted. I said my collecting itch, my OCD on it would go wild and.
Yeah, I'm pretty obsessive over things, which is why I try to stay away from bad habits because if I like something, I like it. And, that's how I got where I am to start with, because at one point I was like, I'm going to collect video game systems. Like that was my thought. And it led to way too much stuff and me feeling sometimes consumed by my stuff. I still feel that way sometimes. So like if I was to do that, if I was to say, I'm going to get every Virtual Boy game, I will be obsessed with it. Every time I have 5 minutes, every time I'm in a red light, I'll pull up eBay. I'll pull up Mercari, I'll pull up Craigslist. That's how it gets for me, where I check constantly. I think about it. I've got notebooks of how much I think I'll have to spend versus how much I spend on each one. Like, I don't want to do that.
Right. No, I'm the same way. I'm glad my wife did not buy me Funko Pop. She went somewhere, I forgot who was, maybe it was like Dragon Ball Z Funko Pop or something. She saw and she goes, I almost got you this. And I'm like, please, thank God you did not. Because I know my OCD and the collector aspect will want all the Funko Pops.
See, and that's where like I have to be passionate about the thing. You got me the Sackboy Funko Pop. I'll probably die with that, but I don't want all the Funko Pops. I only wanted that Funko Pop. And so some things I'm like that on where I just want the one.
And what's crazy is I went like crazy to try to find that for you. Like I was like searching all the time. I don't know why. I said, I want to make sure he gets this.
It's such a weird one to be rare because I feel like Sackboy is not very popular. But I opened a box, for instance, and it had a Plants vs. Zombies, the sunflower in there. And I looked online and it's selling for like over $100. It's a Funko Pop.
Oh, damn.
But I don't want that. I'm good to, I could sell that today. That's good to go. It holds no value for me. I like Plants vs. Zombies. I'll be honest with you, I think it was a promotional gift from GameStop. So like I don't care about that at all. But I wouldn't want to sell Sackboy ever, not only because it's Sackboy, but because you got it for me. And so I'll keep that forever, but I don't want to collect them because there's too many. It's insane. Every time I go in a store, I see like ones I've never seen before.
And I was like, damn, if I was collecting, I'll get this one, I would get that one, I would get that one, I would want that, and just
They're pretty good. Like they're pretty good. They look pretty good. They're fun. I like how they have the vehicles and stuff for some of them. They're pretty neat.
Then that
And
now they got the big ones that are like 2 foot and stuff. I was
they
like,
have
geez.
the game that just came out too. The tie-in. It gives me Lego Dimension vibes,
It does.
but without the Toys to Life part. So yeah, I don't know. I think your coworker is right. Why hold on to it if someone else can enjoy it? But I also think it's okay to hold on to it. Also, it's preference. I would advise people to even if you want to sell a system, if there's a game or something that was special to you, to hold on to it. If you need to get rid of the system, that's fine, but keep a game because maybe one day you'll get that system back and you'll wish you had your copy of that game.
Like sometimes I feel like going out and buying some of the older games that I had that I'm missing,
Yeah,
that
I mean, I
I want to
probably
have.
have 10 copies of Super Mario Brothers 3 because it is my favorite game ever. But I don't have my copy of Super Mario 3, and I never will. I sold it so I could buy a Turbo Graphics so that I could then sell that and buy a PlayStation. It's like long gone. And so I hate that I don't have my copy of it, the one my dad bought. So you should hold on to stuff if you can afford to and you have the space. And if not, let it go. And if you're somebody who like, I'll never want this again and I don't care that it was mine, then let it go. But you should try to keep, I think it's smart to put caps on things to say, I'm only going to keep 10 copies of games for systems I don't have. And when one comes along and you're like, I've got to keep this, then you got to take one out.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's smart to put caps on yourself so that you don't end up like Gerald and myself, where there's literally just shit everywhere.
Yeah. There was a show that came on. I think I've talked about this before. Collection Intervention. This lady went around to people who are collecting stuff to help them with their OCD collecting.
I would never watch that show because it would just be me.
Well, it was always a lot of toys and comic books and stuff like that. And it was like just shown, and people were just buying it. It was different. She's like, you know, I understand you're collecting toys. What toys do you want? And he was like, all of them. She's like, no, what's your favorite? And she's like, I like, you know, He-Man and Transformers, G.I. Joe. And he's like, so you got to pare it down. You got to get, you know, because it was like, you could tell they were like a really, really they're unhealthy. There were stuff all over the living room, the kids' rooms and this and that. And it wasn't organized. And I was like, you know, that made me go through a lot of my stuff that I just had. Like, I had like six He-Man figures. Why do I have, I'm not a big He-Man fan. I like He-Man. It's nothing. It's like, okay, why do I still have them? Okay, these Transformers. Yes, I like Transformers, but why do I have the G.I. Joe? Why do I have a couple of these masks? Some of y'all might remember masks. I had some mask toys. I was like, do we even have these if I'm not really collecting? So it helped me. That show helped me go through and get rid of stuff I didn't need.
Was it hard to let go, though?
Some of the stuff, I took longer, or I raised the price up high. I said, this is what it's going to cost for me to get it, to get rid of it.
Yeah.
Like my shoe collection, that slowly went through it. Then, you know, I had the issue with the house with the flood. And so my shoe collection is pretty much is done. I don't see me buying any other buying shoes again to collect.
You know, I think a lot about, I could sell this thing. I either don't care about it or I could let it go. But then I'm like, do I need the $20? Like, what am I going to do with the $20?
Mm-hmm.
So I'll just hold on to the thing. Like, that's how I justify it to myself. Is I'll be like, what am I going to use that money for?
Oh, right now.
And I'm not somebody that's so financially sound that I don't need money. That's not what I mean. I'm just like, if something sells for $10 or $11, I'm like, what am I going to do with $11? I'll just hold on to this thing.
Yeah, you just go to Wendy's or something.
Yeah. And so that's like how I justify like not getting rid of stuff is I was like, what am I going to do with it? Even though if you add it all up, it's a decent amount of money probably. But that's my thing is always like, what am I going to do with it? You know?
So I had the problem with totes, like storage.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn, I have all these small things. I need to buy another tote. Do I really want to go to Walmart and buy a $20 tote? Cause they've raised up in prices. And then I'm like, damn, I don't want to do that. So what's in these totes? What can I get rid of? You know, so I don't have to go to Walmart and buy another tote. And then my dad just dropped off like 8 totes. So I'm like, yes, I can put stuff in there. And
I'm an efficiency expert with totes or with anything, dude. I can maximize every inch of space.
Mm-hmm.
Because I put myself in a spot where I have to, because I have too much stuff.
Yeah.
And I understand what you're saying about that show. Like, it doesn't need to be toys. It needs to be G.I. Joe or He-Man or whatever. Because I'll be honest with you, it's a fine line between hoarding and collecting.
Yeah.
Like a very fine line. And I will say I'm probably towards the bad side of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even buy stuff anymore like that. That's the bad part is like I'm a hoarder, like a leftover hoarder.
Yeah.
I still just have my hoard. I'll buy, like when you're talking about classic games, I probably buy like one or two a month that I find cheap. Like I don't buy very many.
Mm-hmm.
But if you were to say like, how many copies of Batman do you have on NES? Like who knows?
Right.
Maybe one, maybe none, maybe 42.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Like if I see a game for 50 cents, I'll probably buy it. If it's not a sports game,
right?
You know, if I see an NES game for 50 cents, I probably buy it. I don't know if I have a bunch of them. I don't know if I have any of them.
You just saw it, grabbed it.
It's cheap. It's cheap. What am I going to do with 2 quarters?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the problem that I still have. And they're not in the same place, right? They're spread out. You know, I still have stuff at my dad's house, like games that are in totes stacked up in closets.
Right.
You know, I have stuff here. I have stuff in my garage. I have stuff in my office. Like it's just everywhere. And it would take so much time to like get it all in one place and catalog it. And that also sounds exhausting because now the collection's bigger than my want to have the collection.
And for you guys, if you never try to catalog stuff, it is time consuming. It is annoying. I do that myself.
You know, my dream was always to have an Excel spreadsheet And you'd be like, hey, where's Mario 3? And you type in Mario 3 and it says, oh, they're in Tote 7. And then you go find Tote 7. All your Mario 3s are there. That was always my dream.
Right.
I didn't even start any of that. So, which, because, you know, it's one of those things where, okay, let's say 100 games fits in a tote. Well, then when you get a new game, they should be somewhat alphabetical. You get a new game, it's like, oh, well, that Mario 2 is going to push this game out.
Right.
So now the spreadsheet has to be updated. That has to go in there. That pushes another one out of the other container. The other option is just chaos. And when you say, where's Mario 3? It's like it's in tote 1, 14, 7, and 8.
Mm-hmm. You have multiple copies. Then you have to put on there, okay, this one has a sleeve. This one has a book. This Correct. One has the box.
Just, where does it stop?
Which one do I want?
Yeah. So I don't know. I'll probably never do that. More than likely, at some point in my life, I'll try to get them all in the same space so that I can go through them and decide what is near and dear and what can go.
Yeah, we should. Yeah, a bunch of old guys, me and Marshall 205, come over. We can do like a unboxing party.
Yeah, you know, I don't invite help often, but I would probably have help to that. But let me tell you what would happen. I would have a TV set up to make sure things work. And then everybody would go through stuff and be like, oh, I remember this. And then we would play it.
Yeah, or I've never seen this game. What is this about? I don't know. Yeah, let's look at it.
We would accomplish nothing.
Yeah, we get one half a tote done in 3 hours.
I'm nostalgic for the story behind the thing. Like if you just find a game, if you just hand me a game that I found at like a thrift store for 50 cents, I don't even know where I got it.
Yeah.
But if it's got like a story behind it, if I remember chasing that game or I remember like going to a yard sale and, you know, I pulled a box out front of the table and Super Mario 2 was there in the box. Like those are like core memories for me still.
Yeah.
And so when I find that thing, when I open that box, like relive that story a little bit. Like I think about getting it and, you know, all that. And I'm like, oh, I'll just keep that one. That one's kind of special.
Yeah, like
but they can't all be kind of special.
Yeah. All my old Legos I got from the 80s when I lived in Germany and stuff. I still have them all. I won't get rid of them. They have nothing to do with the stuff I collect now. They don't fit it. The Space City Knights don't fit it at all, but I have them. I might get rid of them.
I think collecting can become unhealthy.
It can.
And I've certainly been unhealthy. I would say I'm much more now and just ignoring the fact that I have a collection. That seems to make it a little better. Because to speak to what you said earlier, mine was video games. Well, that's very broad.
Right.
It's just anything video game. It was video game merchandise, shirts, displays, figures, games, systems. Like if it just was video games, I'll take it.
Right.
And then I worked at GameStop, which gave me the ability to get so many things that were video game related at a cheap price.
Right.
You know, I did that, the loot box or whatever for a while. Yeah, where they send you junk. I'm like, what do I need a Turtles lunchbox for as a grown ass man? It's right. Neat. It's on a shelf, but why? I like turtles. I like lunchboxes. I don't fucking need that.
Right. But the thing is, like, sometimes with collectors, they want that one when someone comes over and they see it and they're like, hey, you got that. That's cool. You're waiting for that one.
I don't even allow people to my house. You know this.
I know. But then you get it. You think about that. Well, I wonder if someone knew I had this or
yeah.
This would be cool. Then if I look at it, I see it. And
I don't know why I hold on to things like I do. I would like to make an effort to at least organize them and get rid of the excess, the 4 and 5 copies of things. You know, when I first started, I was very deliberate. You know, I would chase one game and I would go until I find that game. I didn't do duplicates of anything. They were fairly organized. I test and played every game I bought to make sure it worked.
Right.
And then at some point I started buying at such volume that wasn't possible anymore. And then it became like an out of sight, out of mind thing. I'll just open the tote, put it in there, and shut the lid.
Right now,
never think about it.
Now just think, you know, they're grading games now, like sealed box games, and they're getting ridiculous. The one YouTube show I was watching, that's not, never heard a game. It's $1,000.
Yeah,
it was graded an 8. And it was $1,000. I was like, Jesus.
But then you sell it, you get your $1,000. You spend it on some other frivolous thing you don't need.
Yeah,
and then you don't have that game anymore.
Yep.
You know, that's what I do in my head every time. I cancel it out. So I could talk about my mental issues forever, but what have you played this week?
So the only thing I played, honestly, this week is Ghost of Tsushima, trying to run through that. I went through the DLC. I went there because I saw someone online said, just go do the DLC part as soon as you can because it'll help out in the rest of the game. So I just finished that up yesterday, 100%. Both little parts of it because there's a story mode and a collecting aspect. 100% that now I'm back in the main island. Going to finish that up.
Are you still just seeing it through?
Seeing it through. I mean, the story's good. Collecting, the armor and all this other stuff, and like they tell you to, it's like you have to build your character the way you want to play. And right now, I'm trying to collect stuff as I go instead of trying to go back and collect it because the map is so massive.
Yeah.
So the one armor I has, it has like a, it lets you know when something collectible's nearby. So I keep that armor on. I don't care about all the others. And then right before combat, I'll switch to another armor that I have. And luckily, you can build your armor based off how you want to play and save it. So if I go to battle, I can put this armor on, have all the extra stuff on it. If I go back to my traveling one, I just do the two. But it's fun. I'm barely ever die in the game. If I die, it's because I jump off a cliff and because I'm trying to do cheat the system and I follow a direct
Yeah.
path to go somewhere. But that's it. I don't die in combat. I got pissed because they made me die like in one scene, but you'd have to die where you because you get captured. I'm like, there's no way I'm losing
Gotcha.
this fight, but it was part of the game. That's really all I played. I didn't turn on the Nintendo at all. I logged in and did the GTA. This one I just logged in, went to the wheel, won something, got right back out. Fallout 76, got the free thing, logged right back out. They added a bunch of new stuff. People are all of a sudden back in Fallout 76 again. The one guy I play with, he asked me if I want to get back in there. I was like, nah, I'm playing Tsushima and I need to finish this up.
You think after that you'll go back to Fallout and get this
No.
new stuff? No. Yeah, it was a light week for me as well. The thing about, I just want to touch on Sea of Thieves for just one second. I like Sea of Thieves, but there is no need for everyone to do everything. You know, everything is designed where you could do it with four people or you could do it by yourself.
Right.
You know, I pretty much did that whole Jack Sparrow thing last time by myself. You guys came way later. And then this time I was like, well, I'll let them go do this first part and I'll go do the second part, you know, just so that I wasn't the only one doing it.
Right.
Well, it was like one part this time. Y'all were gone for like an hour.
Yeah, because we couldn't figure out where it was. Like he died, I found it, then I died because I didn't know where the
Yeah.
pockets were. Then it took us
Yeah.
forever.
So y'all were gone forever. And me and Patman just stood on the boat.
Yeah.
Like I fished for a minute, I goofed off for a minute, I got in the water and swam for a minute. Like then I was like, all right, well, I'm just gonna stand here. And then I got on my phone because there was nothing else to do. And then I got sleepy.
Right. Oh, in the beginning, we got stuck again.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that's inevitable no matter what when we play that we're gonna get the boat hung up.
Yep.
But you know, he called me the next day and was like, a friend of the show, Marshall 205, and he's like, did you not have fun? I'm like, I did, but like I have to not try to be nice and let everybody go do it. Like, I just got to go do it because I get bored with that game so quick if I'm not doing anything. And I think for the show, Padman he's just on his phone the whole time. He never moved from the wheel.
Yeah.
He never got off the boat last time.
No, then we met some players and they beat us quick. They t sunk our boat way too fast.
Yeah, I didn't even get to experience that because Marshall 205 killed me and it's teleported me to where you guys were for some odd reason. Instead of to where I was.
Right, so you can come back and help, and we just got bum rushed out of
Well,
nowhere.
I could have jumped back. I decided not to just because I didn't experience that place. So I just looked around.
Yeah.
It was all right. I like Sea of Thieves. I just have to be very deliberate about my time in there. I have to go in with a purpose. Standing around makes me tired. It would with any game. But like that mission that you were on didn't need four people.
Correct.
It honestly seemed a little bit more complicated because there was two of you. You need it for the fight scenes, but that's about it. So, you have any news pulled up?
Yeah, I got a couple things.
We're also recording extra early this morning, so that's probably why we're rambling.
All right, just a few things.
My brain's not even awake. Last time you said that it was 22 items.
No. So I saw this on the road, a real.
This is the Volkswagen van that someone has converted to look like the Turtles van.
Yeah, it was driving over on Madison Street where we live.
It looks so good.
Now, the one I saw did not have the red thing on the side.
Yours is just painted up like.
Yeah, it looked cool. I was like, oh, shoot, look at that.
I like this. His foot stinks up top.
Mm-hmm.
It's super cool. Now, I love Volkswagen vans. I love Turtles. If I had this, I would not do this.
Right.
I would keep them separate.
Boy.
But I do love them. Mm-hmm. And I would probably try to get a picture if I saw one.
All right. So we mentioned this. We got the thing. And Nintendo announced a Sound Clock Alarmo. And it's basically sold out.
I'm telling you, this thing... Yeah, I knew it was going to be one of those collector's items. Everyone's going to go after it because it's not going to do well.
Mm-hmm.
It's odd.
Yeah. So Nintendo released an alarm clock. It's red circle with a white top on it, a couple buttons, and a screen. And we were saying it gets louder as the alarm goes off if you don't pay attention to it.
Yeah, so it plays music from whatever game you... I like 5 or 6 built-in games, and then they have more you'll download. It's really bizarre. Let's say you set it on Zelda. Mm-hmm. You're going to be awakened with music from Zelda that will continue to get louder the longer you take to get out of bed. Where it gets extremely weird is that when you move, it plays sound effects from that game. I don't know if it's to encourage you or to annoy you to death. Mm-hmm. But if you're like rolling over to ignore it, it starts to play every time you move. It has a motion sensor. It plays more and more sound effects.
Mm-hmm.
Then when you finally emerge from slumber out of the bed, it plays like this "You Did It" tune and then cuts itself off. It does have a screen. It does have like game things happening on the screen. It does some nice things too, because it has the motion sensor. It actually tracks your sleep movements and, you know, it tries to tell you how well you rested.
Yeah.
It's a bizarre thing that Nintendo worked on, that they put effort into. I really don't understand it 100%.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I had that. All the Nintendo. There's really not much news this week.
Are you interested in that alarm clock?
No. Now, for some reason, I'm not really big on stuff like that collecting-wise.
Oh, and I know we didn't cover it. It's $100.
Oh, yeah, $100. They're saying that Xbox News, they're going to start selling games on Android and iOS.
Yeah, I mean, why not? It worked good on PlayStation.
Yeah. So that's cool. Bethesda has announced an Xbox Series X Indiana Jones one you can win. The controller actually looks neat. It's a goldish looking Xbox Series S. The controller is black with gold, but the black hat is more of like a leather thing.
The system is really toned down.
Yeah. And then it comes with this little pedestal thing where you put the controller in. This thing here. The buttons, there's a button on top, I guess, it's weird. It's like a stone temple. Indiana, the Great Circle, if you just want to Google it and see what it actually looks like.
The alarm clock's only sold out in Japan. I can still buy it here.
Okay.
I just checked.
Yes.
Yeah, it comes with like a... what I assume is a game tie-in. I assume in the game that's the shrine thing you're trying to open.
Yeah, and you put the Xbox in it. There's you put the controller there to open it, I guess, and that's the thing for the controller.
It's I like the one-offs that Xbox does for like every game that comes out.
Yeah, now the controller is neat. Like I said, it has that leather look with the gold.
I would like to I think I just realized when you said that, I would like a fully wrapped leather controller. That would be nice.
Yeah, so you can win it. Let's see, it's from November 12th through the 6th. You can visit Microsoft Experience Centers or you go online and go for it. PlayStation News, they've added more games to the game catalog for the premium and extra. They've added Dead Island 2, Two Point Campus. Don't you play some of the Two Point Campuses?
I have Two Point Campus. I played Two Point Hospital. I
Hospital,
like
sort
the
of.
Two Point games.
They added Dark Pictures Anthology, Devil and Me. So pretty much all of them now are on
Yeah.
PlayStation Plus and that. Gris, Return of Monkey Island.
I should play that one. I love the old Monkey Island games.
I heard that one's really popular. Ghostbusters, Spirits Unleashed. This is a game that we might be able to play, and it's a multiplayer. Someone picked it. It's a four
Yeah.
player. I think it's a five player, really, but
We don't have five friends, though.
they have Firefighter Simulator. That one's a four player.
I bet that thing sucks.
Overpass 2, Tour de France, Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon came back. And then classics, The Last Clockwinder, Dino Crisis, Siren, R-Type Dimensions, and that's it.
The Last Clockwinder is the VR game.
Oh yeah, PSVR 2.
Yeah, they wrote that stupid. It says PSVR 2 and classics, but everything was a classic except for that.
Yeah. All right. Next one, they have the top downloads in September 2024. Your normal games on there, but Warhammer 40K Space Marine 2 is on the list for US and Canada. I know a lot of the people I work with, they all play it.
Everyone I know that has played that game says it is like beyond excellent.
Yeah.
That game is apparently very, very good. Astrobot taking the number
Four spot. Yeah,
and
PAL World's
four
on
spotting.
there. GTA 5, of course, or is Outlaw still on there? The
Look at It Takes Two being on there.
casting of Frank Stone, Crew Motorfest, Sea of Thieves. Is it?
Lollipop Chainsaw Repop is on there.
No Man's Sky is over in Europe. But then PS4 games, of course, Minecraft number one, few
That
others.
system is so dead because the Crew 2 is on both lists.
PSVR 2 games have added Into the Radius, Beat Saber, Pavlov, Among Us VR.
That list doesn't change a whole lot.
Yeah, no. Free to play games, same ones, nothing, but just showing a list. The PlayStation 30th anniversary digital, I mean, PlayStation 30th anniversary stuff, you can still get a few things that had one of the consoles was out. I think you can still get the controller at certain places, Amazon, Best Buy, Argos. They're apparently going to be getting them in every now and then, so you're going to have to check if you're interested in getting any of the PlayStation 30th anniversary. You might get a controller, you might get a portal. They just randomly going to show up.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like the way that went down. I know a little more about it now. You weren't given a timeline in the base, like based on how long you waited. It was random, the timeline you were assigned to try to keep it scalpers out of it. So, like, you could have gone logged in and been immediately put in the store, or it could have been a 3 hour wait. I was so busy that day, I didn't have a chance to focus on it. I'm not bummed out about it. I would obviously take one for the price that they cost. If someone said, "Do you want to give me $1,000? I'll give you my bundle," I would do it. But that's about it. I'm not interested in paying any more, and I'm not interested in like this fight to get them because I don't want one that bad.
Yeah, I got the controller, and that's really what I was aiming for, was a controller.
Yeah, I'll save that energy for when I want something more.
All right, Fortnite for let's say Epic is going to slow the process, and they're not updating Rocket Racing anymore. They're doing some stuff with it, Rocket Racing. They're not going to, normally it ties in with anything Fortnite wise. The themes, they're not going to do any of that anymore. They're changing some of the stuff up.
Oh, I was wondering if they were going to continue to do. It's just this one, right?
Yeah.
It's just the Rocket Racing.
Just Rocket Racing.
I played it a couple times just to see what it was like. I mean, it's the Rocket League cars in a race game. It's actually pretty well done.
Yeah, Mario Kart style.
I just don't know that anybody cares. It's like an arcade racer. It's like a test drive. I don't know. This is fine to shut down. This is that weirdness that, Epic wanted to gobble everything up and then put it in like this Roblox style store where like you go in Fortnite to play Rocket League and you go in Fortnite to play Lego. It's weird. It's weird that they're in there like that. I get that you're trying to make it a platform. I also don't know what state Rocket League is in. That game seems very stale to me, and will always have a soft spot in my heart for Rocket League. It just seems stale, and it seems like the only people who play Rocket League are the elite that have stuck with it.
Yeah.
So,
All right.
not surprising, but you know, I guess it probably doesn't signal good things for Rocket League.
All right, next one. There's a lot of rumors going around with gaming stuff. Apparently, Ubisoft is making a remake of Splinter Cell, and it's coming to PlayStation 5.
I think this will disappoint people. They have wanted Splinter Cell for years and years, and they scream about it all the time. And I think to finally get all that efforts put in just to a remake is a little disappointing.
Yeah.
I hope that if the remake does well, that there's a new game on the heels of it.
Which we're going to be coming to, you know, PlayStation.
Yeah.
And then there's also rumors of Halo coming to PlayStation.
I think that will happen. I think if they can ever figure that Master Chief Collection, if they can figure out if it makes sense to try to bring that over, or if it makes sense to release them one at a time financially, I think once that plans together, it will 1,000% happen. And it should happen. Look, Microsoft is in a spot where they just need to make some money. They need to get the game part of Microsoft chugging along. And I think at this point, once Sea of Thieves came over and did so well, and there were times where like Sea of Thieves and Grounded were both on the list.
Yeah.
You know, you were never going to see games like Pentiment was never going to make, you know, the top 10 list. But, you know, to see those two games do so well, and Sea of Thieves is still on the charts.
Yeah.
Like, it won't go away. It found an entirely new audience, which leads to new microtransactions and new community. And now we can put more money. I don't know how you sit on any kind of executive board and think that we shouldn't bring absolutely everything over. Now you just need to be strategic about when you bring it. That's the right. Should be the only question.
Right. Agreed. All right. Last bit of news for today. Not really news, but just let y'all know, Amazon Prime members, if you are Prime, you get 28 games this month. And there's a lot of basic ones on. There's nothing really surprising out here.
You guys should be always going to claim your free games though.
Yeah.
You go to Twitch, or that's where I get them from. I don't know where you.
Yeah, Twitch Prime game.
Yeah, I just go over there, and that there's the little crown thing up top that you click on, and you literally can just click down through there and claim them. And it is so many all the time.
Yeah, like X Defiant, Fortnite is always on there, but A Plague's Tale, Death's Door, Flowing Floor 2.
A lot of them are for like your Amazon gaming account, but then like you also sometimes they're for other platforms, and some are easier to claim than others, but
yeah,
with 5-10 minutes of time, you can claim all of them.
Right. I mean, it's free games, so if you want games you might want to try it out, go for it.
Almost got weak. I know that was your last story. Almost got weak with the Animal Crossing Lego.
Oh, you almost bought one?
Almost bought Tom Nook's store.
Was it on sale?
No.
Oh.
Nope. Just was in front of me.
Oh, shoot.
And I was like, I would like to have it.
Yeah, I went to Target and saw it. It was on sale. It was 20% off. Then you had to buy, if it's over $50, you get a $10 coupon.
Yeah.
For another set. And I was like, man, I thought the same thing about getting it.
But then you see, I can buy just it and have it. You'll have to buy them all if you buy it.
Right.
So it's a bigger investment for you.
They have a poly bag coming soon. It's released next year for Animal Crossing.
Yeah, just get them all.
Yeah.
That's all I have.
I'll just get the minifigures when we go to another convention.
Yeah.
So I'll try to get them all, or the main ones. All right, that's all I have for this week. No Lego news besides Ryan just saying about the sale. Oh, I did just let y'all know. We did talk about, I did get the lightsaber for the Lego Star Wars.
Oh yeah, you railed on them for no reason because you got it.
Yeah, and it was in the box when I opened it up.
You were like a big baby about it, and then you got it, and you didn't even say anything.
Nope, it was. I sent y'all a picture of it.
I purposely. Well, after I asked if you got it, you sent a picture of it.
Yeah, of the light. Well, I sent a picture of what I got. Then I was like, I'm gonna send the lightsaber after. But look, it came in anyway. I don't know why the email was saying it wasn't coming.
Well, I don't know. When you pre-order like the Bricklink stuff, when you pre-order it, it's like, oh, shoot, a thing you pre-ordered is not in stock.
Yeah.
It may just be like that. Like, it's just.
But it made me the illusion that wasn't in the box itself. It would be different.
It is weird because it's weird because they sent it instantly. I don't know.
It came with the box with everything else in it.
I don't know. At least you got it.
Yep, I got it. All right. That was episode 610. As usual, if you'd like to support us, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch. Send me a message on X or Twitter. however you want to say it, game_stitch or effing show. We'll be back next week. Same time, same place. Goodbye, everybody.
Good night.